Everything White Horse and then some. Sponsored by MSCR, we're your hosts, Yushia
and Lula.
And today we will be speaking with Mr. Keppel.
Yep, I am the favorite assistant principal at the school right now.
And we are doing the top 8 petty complaints in White Horse Middle School because we didn't want to do 2 of them.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes y'all are petty. Just like we're petty. We're all petty.
So are you ready for like...
Yeah, hit me. Let's go. Let's hear these complaints. I got 2 kids at home, a wife, 4 dogs, and cats. I deal with complaints nonstop. Hit me.
I can assume so. The buses come really early, and we are forced to stay outside. Like, we cannot go in at the same time the buses come.
Yeah, that's a real bummer, isn't it? Like, being outside is just really tough, right? Like, I mean, fresh air, sunlight...
Yeah, but what about in the winter when it's like, what about when it's like snowing and raining and freezing outside?
All right. So like, yeah, nobody wants to be out there in the winter. It kind of stinks. I got to be out there too. So Mr. Mello, because he's sitting right here, he signs a contract every spring. And in his contract, it says he has got to work 192 days from July 1st to June 30th. And like he's got to follow a schedule. Now in that schedule it says a normal school day he's got to be here at 7:20 a.m. and he can't leave until 3:10 p.m. So it's kind of like, you know, he's like on timeout for 7-8 hours a day. And so I can't, as an administrator, I can't say, okay, well, everybody's going back into the building before 7:20 because teachers don't have to be here and supervising students before 7.
Then why can't we just move it up to like start at a different time so that it lines up with the buses?
So the buses determine what time students are dropped off here. We don't get any say in that. And I would love for buses to drop students off at like 7:25 because then we can have people come right into school.
But like we know like more or less when the buses come in, so why can't we just like adjust the school day?
Because then because the buses also have to pick you up after school, and the buses don't come until 2:55 p.m. And sometimes the buses are late, and so are you gonna some days start early and some days get let out late, and then that would mess up teacher contract too. So we have to, the buses say we're gonna get drop kids off by this time, and we're always gonna pick them up at this time. And then the school, like Whitehorse, says, okay, well, teachers have to be here at 7:20 and leave at 3:20. And then start time is 7:28 to 2:55. So it's not super fun. But as I just told a student in the hall, now it's super hot today. So like shared suffering creates a deep bond. And I feel like the more we suffer through terrible weather, the closer we're going to be as a school.
And the stronger the bond.
So we're creating a stronger community through shared suffering of weather.
Private helicopter, right?
Right, okay. Right.
It comes by every student's house.
Yeah.
Scoops up the kids with like this claw machine sort thing so that they don't even have to go outside. They can just sit in bed.
Yeah.
And then it's private helicopter.
I mean, that's a good idea.
By the way, it has like chocolate covered strawberries and stuff. Flies the kids over to the school and just drops them in through the roof and finishes all their work for them.
I heard that's what they do in Middleton. No, they...
Wait, but then the roof won't be a roof. It would just be like...
Well, we could turn it into a helipad.
We could turn it into like a glass ceiling and like replace. But how will the airplane drop you off if there's glass and carpet?
A helicopter.
Well, there's an elevator up there. Shut down.
Like Charlie at the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, yeah. Like the glass elevator. Yeah. Not the new one. The old one with, what's his name? Yeah, let's get to a new one.
Question number 9. This is new complaint. Second least complaint that we got. Looks like the school hasn't been fixed up since 1965.
It does. So, like, school fixing up schools costs a lot of money. So we're trying to go slowly but, like, surely. So 4 years ago, when Weedarath and I came in, the hallways were like this weird tile, and it was all miscolored. So we're like, okay, we're gonna fix the hallways. So we'll put in some new tiles, and then we look in the band room this year, and we're like, in the orchestra room, and they're like, oh,
You need a
it looks
makeover.
pretty old in here. So we're like, okay, and we found this grant through, not like Grant Hilsebeck, the math teacher in 7th grade. A grant is money that the government gives out for projects. We got a grant to fix up the orchestra and band room, and next year we're getting lockers in the 7th grade classroom. The library got redone 3 years ago during COVID. Let's see what else. So I think like my next l wish list as a school would be to replace all the flooring and the ceiling tiles. Because I think if you look up or down in our school, it looks old. And I don't know if that's on the same, like, I don't know how much that would be, probably like a couple $100,000, but
They
you
also don't
know,
match.
they don't match. I mean, if you, I'm, we're looking up in the band room right now, there's some that look like they're from
Some are
1965.
beige and some are white.
Right. And I'm guessing the new ones are the whiter ones, and the old ones used to be white, they just got miscolored.
See a hole.
Yeah, there's whole like, and that's what I'm talking about. But I think like with the ceiling, we got to first fix the roof, 'cause there are spots where like water leaks down the roof. So, yeah, it's like buying a really old house. You just got to take it step by step.
So
But
next question is, the school is always super hot.
I feel like this school is so humid, I can taste the sweat from students
well,
in the 19 in from 1982.
I'm very lucky because my class is I'm pretty sure the only class that has air conditioning.
I don't like you anymore.
That used to be the computer lab, and so they installed an air conditioner in there. And so when Mr. Updike got hired this year, we had a talk, and I was like, "You're a sweaty dude," and he's like, "You seem like you're a sweaty dude too." And I was like, "I'll give you the AC room," because it was open. And so I got, actually, when I taught at Sennett Middle School, I got a trophy at the end of the year once that said "World's Sweatiest Teacher," and I still have it in my basement because I was notorious for going through like 3 T-shirts a day. But the school is super hot, and remember what we said about building a strong community through suffering.
Of
So
course.
I feel like we're doing, through because we don't have air conditioning, like we're actually improving your lives. Like, and
Training
so instead of like
ourselves.
complaining, you should be like thanking us, because you have a strong middle school community. And you'll be better off in life. You'll live a happier life, probably a longer life. So we're actually saving lives by not having air conditioning in the school.
Wow, I'm so thankful.
Right. Oh, I appreciate that. That's good.
Instead of friendship through blood, sweat, and tears,
Yeah.
it's sweat, humidity, and really tears. So many
Tears.
tears. That could be your staff t-shirt next year.
Our school motto.
Our school motto.
School motto.
Blood,
Blood,
sweat,
sweat,
and
and tears.
tears.
I'm all for it. So I don't know how much it would cost, but like my thinking is, we have those heaters in each room. What if we take out the heater and because it's all like steam heating, and replace it with electric heat and cooling, and then all the rooms could be AC and heat, but that would probably cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
So the next question is, the school day starts at 7:33 a.m.
oh, well, we have good
Why?
news. Now, next year it's going to start at 8:40 a.m.
Why did it start at 7:30 in
because of buses.
Oh, 'cause the buses,
Right.
the year after next year, will it change again?
So we should have had a late start. This should have been year four of the late start, but Madison schools could never really figure out with Madison Metro, the bus system, how to do it so that we can drop off middle school students and then high school, because there weren't enough buses, there weren't enough drivers. And so next year, everybody that takes the bus is going to be picked up by a yellow school bus. And so you won't take Metro City buses anymore. So the bad part about starting at 8:40 is school is done at 4:10. And so that's late.
I don't want to go back on the yellow bus. Like, there is like there's no AC, there's no like windows you can open, and you're there's like seat connecting, and you're if it's a hot day, you're sweaty, and you're cramped up next to somebody, and your sweat touches each other.
And if you're sitting next to somebody on the bus,
like, motto your the next year school just, motto,
like, right? But,
think about like on a metro bus and you pass gas, you could blame it on everybody, but on a on like a yellow bus. On a yellow bus, there's only one other person in that row, so if you didn't do it, you know they did it.
These slippery middle school children crammed together on this, like, humid bus. I can't.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how many people still take a bus next year and how many people end up biking or walking or getting dropped off because they don't want to go on a yellow bus. That's where we're going to.
So our next complaint is, like, are all, like, Miss Hilmer... Every lunch, or at least she used to a lot, comes around with a big blue bucket and steals our apples, oranges, bananas, and pears.
Yeah, we've had multiple hard fruit-related shenanigans in the last couple years. We had, Mr. Mello might remember this, we had one time a couple years ago where somebody got hit, a staff member got hit in the face with a banana in the hallway.
So your solution was to obviously Mario. Take away all the bananas.
Yeah, and so that was a whole afternoon where I looked at video to figure out who threw the banana. So that was a total waste of my life. And then this year, I've seen students whip in oranges at walls, brick walls, to see them explode. There was even talk, I didn't see it, of like people tossing hard fruit into like backs of pickup trucks. And that would be kind of a bummer to own a pickup truck and be like, oh yeah, my car is now dented because of middle school kids. So
I have to snitch on my brother. He was the one who he threw an orange at the wall and up on the ceiling.
This is what siblings really? Do. This is what siblings do.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything, okay?
Okay.
I just snitched on my brother on the podcast, but
All right.
Well, it's cool, bro.
We'll send the FBI right
to get
him.
Talk to us about all this nutrition, and then you just take away our apples, oranges, and it makes us sad.
I know. Life is sad, though. Life, you know, shared suffering builds bonds. So let's do one more question, because I got to get out to that bus. Speaking of buses.
There are rats that live in the ceiling.
All right, so I don't believe that, because I've never seen a rat. Now, I've seen mice.
A rat died behind, in the it was dead under the seat, under the desk behind me.
Where? What classroom? So you saw a dead mouse. Was it a rat or a mouse? Because there's like what a tiny little thing or.
Like here. I've heard students be like, oh yeah, in this class a rat fell out of the ceiling.
Yeah, so
I looked at the rat and it had blood in its eyes.
Yeah, I mean, they might have been.
They said in a conference, too?
Yeah, so supposedly during a fall conference, a mouse, not a rat, fell from his ceiling during the conference and scampered away. And he had to keep going with the conference, but the parents were probably freaked out. I mean, mice are okay, right? They're like, you know, what?
Don't try to change the subject. This is not a positive thing.
Let's think of solutions for the mice. How could we get rid of the mice?
Just like build a better school.
What about cats in the ceiling?
Some people are allergic to cats.
Well, if they're in the ceiling, though, what if we put like, what if we unleash 50 cats in the ceiling?
I want a designated room with just like so many cats.
We'll have hairless cats.
Can they wear little sweaters?
Some hairless cats can have hair.
Yeah. Oh, well, my uncle has a hairless cat.
I've seen a hairless cat grow hair.
But we'll have a gang of...
It's fake marketing.
A gang of hairless cats in the ceiling taking care of the mouse problem.
But then we'll have a cat problem.
There's going to be one litter box. It's going to be located in the band office. And then twice a day, the band... Well, how about we make the orchestra teacher? The orchestra teacher has to come in the band room and scoop the litter boxes.
Speaking of cats, I made another little kitty on the end of the docks. We need to name it now.
What about George?
George and Tom?
George and Tom.
How about Tom and Jerry?
Oh, we could do Tom. Well, isn't Jerry the mouse? Wait. Tom is the What's the Tom and Jerry? Which is the cat and which is the mouse?
The other kitty is a girl, Mr. Keppel. Wow, how could you not tell?
I didn't know we gendered Tom and Jerry.
Okay, what
Well,
what letter do you want it to start?
I don't know.
X. Xylophone.
Jotu?
Xavier.
It's a girl.
Jotu? Right.
I don't know any xylophone. Female names that start with an X.
Well, we should make a new one.
Zhong.
Xylophone.
Zhong is the first name?
No, it's the last name.
Zhong Zhong? All right. I am going to have to say goodbye because I hear the radio.
Okay.
So, like, unless they're singing happy birthday on the radio, I'm probably getting called somewhere.
We're saying congrats to the seniors who graduated today.
Yeah, that was cool. Only 6 more years of school for you.
I don't like school.
Well, thank you for having me, and we should do this multiple times next year.
Okay. Yes. We need to finish up these petty complaints. Yeah. I don't actually know if
we have five more days. Which is 35 more hours at school.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this.
Which is...
Next week is Spirit Week, right?
How many? 1,800. I think it's like 2,100 minutes. All right, I got to go.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Kepler.
That is it for our podcast. I'm Lula.
And Yoshia.
This has been White Horse in the Know.